Hey guys, welcome back to Spirit Filled. My name is Luis, and today I want to talk about what it means to be a woman of God, what it means to be in your purpose or to seek your purpose, and what it means to answer the call that God has for you. I have been seeing a lot of social media posts about being in your villain era, and I genuinely believe that the villain era is not truly about being a villain. It's not truly about being evil. It's more about setting your own boundaries, knowing who you are as a person, knowing what is not aligned with you, and acting accordingly, not really surrounding yourself with certain people, not being in certain situations, setting the boundaries that you need to set, and just being a recovering people pleaser. You know, just not wanting people to walk all over you, and knowing what you really want out of life, what you want out of your relationships, what you want out of your friendships, being able to call out toxicity in others and in yourself, becoming more self-aware, recognizing that you have needs, and also not shaming yourself for having needs and expressing those. I think this is really what the villain era is all about. And this is what is often portrayed as being evil, because suddenly you know your worth, suddenly you want to speak up for yourself, suddenly you want to stand up for yourself. And those who've been manipulating you or who have been profiting off of you not knowing your worth suddenly get mad, because they're like, what do you mean you want to speak up now? Like, what do you mean you don't want to let me manipulate you? Like, people are generally mad when you don't let them do the toxic things anymore that they wouldn't even let you do to them. And so it's really, really important to stay grounded. It's really, really important to not fold, because sometimes it feels lonely. Respecting yourself feels lonely because it really filters out most of the people out of your life, because people might say they love you, but they don't really act like it. They don't really show in the way that they speak to you, in the way that they show up for you, that they really do love you. A lot of the things that people do are for their own ego. They are not even about you. It's just about how they feel. It's just about how good of a friend they feel they are. And it's really tricky. And so I really just want to talk about really being aligned with who you want to be. And as a woman, it's really important to be a woman of God, because when you have your self-worth in God, nothing and nobody can play with you. Nobody can fool you, because you are grounded in the word of God. And so the enemy is really, really mad when you know the word of God. The enemy is really, really mad when you know your Bible, because that means that his manipulation tactics won't work on you anymore. So it's really, really important to really filter those voices out that want you to stay in your lowest place. And when you are with the wrong people, you have a lot of voices around you. And so being a woman of God, focusing on Christ, really makes you evaluate who belongs into your life and who doesn't. And so that's when people will act like you're the villain. When you are recognizing the enemy and you don't let him get to you anymore. but that is what you really need to do in order to level up in your own life. So what does it really mean to be a woman of God? A woman of God knows that God is her everything. There is no relationship, there's no friendship, there's no job, there's no parent that will take that away from her. She knows she's been saved by Christ. She knows that her worth comes from Him. She knows what not to put up with. She knows how to set her boundaries. And she knows how to truly love herself and how to love others. She's not bitter. She's not vindictive, which just means that she's not out here seeking revenge. You know, like the people that hurt her, okay. It's really just a reflection of how little self-respect she probably had for herself. So she recognizes, okay, I need to level up my self-respect. You know, like I'm not about to hate you. I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to forgive you. Stay blessed. And I'm going to keep working on myself. Because she knows that God has forgiven her the same way. And she knows how to submit to godly authority. To godly authority. That means, for example, a church or just like spiritual parents, you know, just people who guide her in the word of God. You know, because when people hear submission, they think that you need to be submitting to a man, and it's like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about submitting, first of all, to your Father in heaven, submitting to the word of God, and then submitting to an authority, for example, a pastor, or just a spiritual, wiser person than you, so that you can be held accountable in your faith, in your walk with Christ. Like, it's really, really important to have wise counsel around you so that you can always have someone who talks sense into you and who helps you stay committed. Another important point is that a woman of God has balanced thinking. That means that her emotions and her rational thinking, her logic, are balanced. She's not too emotional, but at the same time, she knows how to be sensitive. She knows how to be nurturing. She knows how to be feminine. And at the same time, she knows the facts. She knows how to stay grounded. She knows when to be logical. That's also really, really important. She knows how to love herself. She knows how to be ambitious, to have goals in her own life, so that she's not swept away by just anything in life. So that she can really always have her eyes focused on the important things in life. And the most important thing is to always seek the kingdom of God first. That's also what it says in, I think, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. To first seek the kingdom of God, and then everything else shall be added unto you. Now, we always want to seek so many things. We want to be rich. We want a man. We want, like, a big house. We want, like, a bunch of things. But we got to ask ourselves, like, what is even our purpose? Like, what are we here for? You know what I'm saying? Like, God has all given us gifts and talents, and He has given us so many abilities. And I truly believe that in this life, we're supposed to discover that. We're supposed to really find out, okay, what are we good at? And then focus on that and improve that so that we can bring glory to God with what we can do in our lives. And then along the way, when we are like running this pace, you know, when we are like in our lane running this pace, towards what God is calling us to do, and we look like next to us, and there's someone running as fast as us, that's when we can like run together in life, whether it be friends, whether it be family, whether it be a romantic partner. Like, those people are running as fast as us towards our goals. They're really meant to be with us in life, because there will be people who are behind. But if we look back, we will notice that we are running slower, like we are not moving forward. So it's not about looking back, it's always about looking forward, like looking towards our goals. So we do need people with us that are like running as fast as us, because if we don't do that, then it's going to delay our process. And so it's so important to have our goals. It's so important to be disciplined. It's so important to be motivated. It doesn't mean that every day is going to be a motivational day, but like, that's why we have God. Like, through Christ, we can do anything. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. We can do anything through Him. And so He will always wake us up. And with every breath, He will remind us that if our heart is still beating, that means our story is not over yet, and we need to get up and we need to get it going. And that's why it's also so important to really surround ourselves with godly people, because they will speak that into us. They will keep us motivated, and they will help us to not give up. And we need to be intentional about our mental health. You know, like, I'm talking about being a woman of God, because I personally am a woman. But I think all of these things can be like added to a man as well. Like, we need to be intentional about it. Depression is real. Anxiety is real. PTSD is real. Like, people go through so many traumatic things in life, and they do shape us. They do shape us, and we can't just pray them away. Should we pray? Yeah. But let's also go to therapy. Let's read our Bibles. Let's watch videos that do help us navigate through life. Let's talk to people. Let's seek help. Let's recognize that we need help. You know, like, we can't just walk around being like, oh yeah, that's just who I am. That's just, I can't really change that. That's an excuse. Or walking around saying like, oh yeah, I'm not perfect. Of course you're not. God already knows that we are not perfect. Why did He die on the cross for us? Because He knows that we are not perfect. So it's like, we still have the responsibility to take care of our mental health. And we still have the responsibility to go to God with it and to give it into His hands, and to still do the work, and to remind ourselves of our purpose and our goals. And then also, last but not least, I want to talk about also not needing people, you know, because yeah, we are social creatures, we need community, but especially in romantic relationships, we want to act like there's just this one person, and that person is our fate, and that person is our destiny, and we make a god out of them. We idolize them. And as a woman of God, you can't be idolizing no partner. The only one who's your god is Jesus Christ. Like, you can't be having other gods besides Him. That's in the Ten Commandments. And so other gods doesn't mean just other religions. Like, other gods can be people when you put them on a pedestal. Other gods can be your phone. Other gods can be literally anything that you deem as more important, as the Most High. That's a problem. And so you shouldn't need anybody. You should just want to bless them. But you can't bless people if you can't help them. You can't help people if you can't help yourself. So it's so important to stay committed to our relationship with Christ. Because what can we really bring to people? What can we really transmit to people if we are not working on ourselves? If we are not letting God give us the love so that we can pour it out on other people? Of course we feel drained. Of course we feel depressed. Of course we feel empty. Of course we feel like something is missing in our lives if we're not connected to the source. Money, family, friends, a relationship. Those are things that can make you happy temporarily. Those are things that God can bless us, sure. But those are resources. Those are resources. But who is the real source? It's God. There's a difference between resources and the source. And so let's really evaluate our lives and evaluate if we as women are like being women of God. And as a collective, you know, regardless of gender, if we are really reconnected to our Creator, because that makes the difference in how we carry ourselves and how we have our relationships and our friendships. Because the goal of our friendships should really be representing Christ and representing all His character traits. And so I pray that this episode really made you reflect on your own life, made you reflect on the people that you allow yourself to interact with and also resonated with you. And I pray that God blesses you. And please review this episode, download it, share it with your friends, and don't forget to also follow my podcast so that you don't miss out on any episodes. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in.